So can you talk about right now what your current approach is to upfront therapy of mantle cell, both in younger and older patients, and where maintenance fits in?
So for younger patients, we will offer intensified induction therapy with high-dose therapy and autotransplant. We will clearly explain to patients that it's not clear that this improves overall survival, but it can. It clearly improves progression-free survival, and it can give them a prolonged period of time off therapy. So if they want to be aggressive, then we will offer them intensified induction, usually with some sort of high-dose cytarabine component as part of the induction therapy. Our current in-house regimen is using the VR-CAP alternating with rituximab, high-dose ARC, and then followed by high-dose therapy with autotransplant.
That's interesting, though. You use the VR, that's with bortezomib, right?
That's right. So that's based on the randomized trial comparing R-CHOP versus VR-CAP, showing an advantage to VR-CAP. So we are off study incorporating that into our induction regimen prior to autotransplant.
And what about maintenance in these patients?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So maintenance rituximab has not shown a survival advantage in most B-cell lymphomas, an overall survival advantage. However, in mantle cell, this is the one setting, both in the upfront setting after R-CHOP, the subset analysis of the European mantle cell trial, which did show a survival advantage to rituximab maintenance, and the Lima prospective trial, as well as the retrospective data from our center, also showed a survival advantage when used after autotransplant. So we do use rituximab maintenance after autotransplant for mantle cell lymphoma because of an overall survival advantage and after R-CHOP induction.